The two men severely injured in last week's natural gas explosion in Canton are now considered suspects in the case. The Canton Fire Department identified them as 40-year-old Justin Bruce and 42-year-old Michael Mullins. Officials say neither man was authorized to be inside the vacant house on Bonnet Place Northeast, which was listed for sale. The Thursday morning blast destroyed the home, damaged an entire city block, and forced 23 residents from their homes. Both men remain hospitalized with severe burns. Investigators say criminal charges are expected. A woman riding an electric bicycle was killed Tuesday morning after a crash involving a commercial truck. The Highway Patrol says 24-year-old Veronica Winland of Bethlehem Township was riding westbound on Worcester Street in Navarre when she failed to stop for a red light and entered the intersection at Main Street. Troopers say her bicycle struck the trailer of a southbound truck driven by a 44-year-old Columbus area man. Winland later died at Mercy Hospital. The truck driver was not injured. The crash is under investigation. Alliance City Council has rejected a residency waiver for Safety Service Director Blaine Lewis. The ordinance failed on a 4-2 vote Monday, with Council members Chris Bagheera, Jennifer Kiko, Cindy King, and Ed Lonis voting no. State law requires Lewis to become a city resident within 6 months of his March hiring. Council also approved legislation for a new sewer vacuum truck, additional funding for two police cruisers, and honored outgoing Council President Art Garns, who resigned due to health issues. The Stark County Republican Central Committee will meet Monday at 5:30 to interview applicants and appoint Garns' successor. A man accused in a shooting in Canton will have his case heard by a Stark County grand jury. 41-year-old Stephen Gales of Canton was arrested last Wednesday after being named the U.S. Marshals Service Fugitive of the Week. Case stems from a July 19th incident at Skyline Terrace Apartments on Allen Page Drive Southeast. 20-year-old Carlito Yerian of Canton was taken to Altman Hospital with a gunshot wound. Gales is charged with felonious assault and burglary. He was arraigned Tuesday in municipal court. He's being held on $100,000 bond. The Timken Company is raising its 2026 earnings outlook after reporting stronger second quarter results. The Jackson Township-based maker of engineered bearings and industrial motion products says sales reached $1.26 billion, up 7.5% from a year ago. Timken reported adjusted earnings of $1.83 per share, citing sales growth in both of its business segments. The company expects full-year adjusted earnings of between $6.05 and $6.35 per share. The Greater Alliance Carnation Festival continues today with a used book sale. It wraps up at the Commons with Pay by Donation Day. Scavenger Hunt and Kids Coloring Contest continue, along with tours of the Haynes House and Mabel Hartzell Home. Days in the Park begins at Silver Park at 4. The Youth Color Run starts from the tennis courts at 6. The John Hampu Band will perform starting at 6. Akron-Canton Airport is receiving a $9.1 million federal grant for infrastructure improvements. The funding from the U.S. Transportation Department will be used to repair passenger boarding bridges and to reconstruct key airport facilities. The grant is part of an $870 million nationwide program supporting airports in 44 states and two U.S. territories for safety and modernization projects. Akron-Canton served nearly 939,000 passengers last year, marking a 23.5% increase over the previous year. A woman is headed to prison for her role in a fatal Ravenna drug overdose. 39-year-old Tanya Sayre of Streetsboro was sentenced Monday in Portage County Common Police Court to 8 to 12 years behind bars. She pleaded guilty last month to involuntary manslaughter, corrupting another with drugs, and aggravated drug trafficking. Prosecutors say Sayre delivered the methamphetamine that led to the December overdose death of 46-year-old Mark Musgrave. Two co-defendants are scheduled to stand trial in September. An East Palestine woman accused of animal cruelty will return to court this fall. A new pretrial for 38-year-old Jennifer Albert has been set for October 13th in Columbiana County Municipal Court. She faces four counts of companion animal cruelty after authorities removed 18 cats, two rabbits, and a dog from her home in April. Investigators say the animals were found living in extremely unsanitary conditions. Police are investigating after an 11-year-old boy was found locked inside a dog cage during a house fire in Youngstown. Firefighters responded early Monday to a home on Forest View Drive, where they found heavy smoke and flames coming from the back of the house. Investigators say a witness reported the cage had three locks. The boy is now in the custody of Mahoning County Children's Services. Three people escaped the fire, and a fourth person was rescued. The boy's father tells WFMJ-TV that his son locked himself in the cage. A temporary protection order against Mahoning County Clerk of Courts Michael Saccone has been lifted. The order was dismissed Tuesday after Saccone's wife dropped her appeal during a hearing in Mahoning County Domestic Relations Court. The order had required Saccone to stay away from his wife and children and surrender any firearms following a July 28th incident during a custody exchange involving their 5-year-old son. Saccone has not been criminally charged. Efforts to reopen the former Insight Hospital in Warren are continuing. Trumbull County Commissioner Rick Hernandez says Insight officials are working with the building's owner to secure new agreements before the facility can reopen. The Ohio Department of Health says it has had no recent talks about reopening the hospital. The Tribune Chronicle reports Hernandez also says former employees should eventually be able to transfer their retirement accounts. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.